It's time now for weather with Cliff Mass and KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
How dry I am, nobody knows, nobody knows how dry I am.
Well, we actually pretty much do know how dry we are. It turns out this month is looking like the second driest March ever measured at SeaTac, going all the way back to 1948. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. He's going to explain what is causing this dry pattern in the Northwest in just a bit. First, though, let's get your forecast, Cliff, which actually includes some showers, right?
That's right, but not right away. Today, well, it's going to be pretty dry, except in the mountains. We could have a few showers, maybe even a thunderstorm near the crest of the Cascades in the Olympics. But here in the lowlands, you know, dry and temperatures getting up into the lower 60s, maybe mid-60s someplace. This weekend is going to be really quite nice. Mid-60s for many people away from the water. It's going to be dry, except for a few showers in the mountains as things heat up. And another prediction is get out there with the cherry blossoms on the UW campus. They should be peak on Sunday. So that's a prediction you can bet on. Then Monday and Tuesday is going to be dry on Monday, but Tuesday another weather system comes in. And so we're going to go into a wetter pattern Tuesday and Wednesday as some light to moderate showers come from a frontal system that moves through. So dry for the next few days, but then the spigot turns on again.
So the rain is coming back, but we've had such a dry month. At the same time, California's getting slammed with precipitation. You have a funny blog about this. What is going on?
Well, it's just extraordinary, the differences between California and the Northwest. Here in Seattle, as you mentioned, we've had the driest March on record, and we've had very little precipitation in the last few weeks. We're about 2 inches below normal. On the other hand, go to California. Down there, they've gotten about three times more rain than we've had in San Francisco. We've had about 1.37 inches, and they've had about 4.4 inches at the airport in San Francisco. Even Los Angeles has had more rain than we've had, about 2.1 inches at the airport in Los Angeles. So the pattern that has done this is one that we have seen before during El Nino years, and that is a low-pressure area developing off the California coast. And so what that does is that low-pressure center tends to bring storms into California. The jet stream is south of the low. This moisture and the fronts come right into California, and then some of it swings up into us, but it's very attenuated by the time we see it. So we could get some clouds and maybe a sprinkle or two, but the heavy stuff is all going into California because of that persistent low center that's been stationed there for several weeks.
And it also causes dry wind.
That's right. The configuration with this low to the south and, it turns out, a high to the north pushes winds from the east to the west. So we have what we call easterly winds. And, you know, last week it was extraordinary. Remember that day where we had the pollen problems and the strong winds coming from the Cascades? Well, that's because of this pattern. And so the easterly winds come down the Cascades, and as they do so, they sink, they get compressed, and they warm. And when that happens, not only do the winds tend to speed up, but the air gets very, very dry because air can hold much more moisture when it's warmer. So if it starts with a certain amount of moisture and then it warms, the relative humidity tends to plummet. So we had these strong winds that were warming as they descended the Cascades, and they dried. And so, you know, that was associated with several fires because we have a lot of grass that's laying around. Grass dries out extremely quickly, within hours, when it hits warm, dry wind. And all you need is an ignition source, and you get fires. And, you know, we had on the order of 50 fires here in Western Washington because of this warm, dry wind.
But you told me the dry weather this March so far is not really a problem for our water supply.
Right. I think there's no reason to be concerned about our water supply. We've had a pretty normal winter. Our reservoirs are in good shape. The snowpack is in good shape. The soil moisture is in pretty good shape. So I would not be concerned about water supply at this point. And looking forward into the next week or two, it appears that rain is coming back into the forecast. So at this point, you know, a little bit of dry weather in March is really of no concern.
All right. We'll keep that rain gear handy. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
Cliff Mass teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time via Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.